Yeah, baby. 17,
yeah, I think it was corny too.
Yeah,
Like,
when Kung Fu Kenny said it, it's over with.
Yeah, you got canceled.
Literally. Okay, so you need like half body and shot. Or you need it like as high as it is.
Mine is like at the bottom of my stomach. It's odd because we got like all over the weather, what all over the place weather. So it was just hot as fuck. Now it's like cold as fuck, and it's like what?
You got the sweater.
Yeah. It's like it's spring. Oh, I guess it's not spring. I guess I can turn this around. We haven't did an audio episode in a while. Well, yeah, yes we have. Last time we shot, we did an audio episode. We just did both at the same time.
Oh, yeah, sure.
I think that was the last two times we shot.
Wait, was I supposed to edit
that one? The audio episode?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you already send it?
I don't even know. Like, probably not. Yeah. We gotta figure that out, but... Yeah, we've been recording though, by the way. We recording. Yeah, we I'm not recording actually.
That's crazy.
That's wild.
Go crazy. Ah, go stupid. Ah.
What the fuck you been saying?
You seen that video? I think he was a crackhead.
Wait, you talking about
It was like,
yeah, nah, I
I can't hear you either.
Try to push in on the bottom more. It's plugged in on this side. Or turn the mic on, yeah.
Okay. Yep. Dirty soda in the Oh, yeah. Turn me down some. Soda in the styrofoam.
Yeah.
Spend a day to get my mind blown.
All right. We good. Yeah.
Yeah, you dropped that. Yeah, that shit dropped. Yeah.
All right. We good.
You look like a alright, nigga.
Don't talk to me like that, bro. Don't talk to me like that. All right.
Does Jew need to slap a trick?
Don't talk to me like that. Don't talk to me like that, bro. Like,
just like, bro, don't this podcast shit fool you. like, I really get grimy out here, all right? Oh, yeah, hey. Shout out to the old niggas that put me on, all right?
The old niggas put you on to the flask?
Yes, bro.
I wonder, like, what's the purpose of a flask if it's still portable illegal?
It's portable liquor. Whenever you need a little splash.
Yeah, I guess nobody can tell there's liquor in there, but you would imagine that people would assume that it's liquor in there.
Well, of course they're going to assume. Nigga, this is the one of the purposes for like having a flask is to put liquor in it.
Exactly.
Yeah, and then you got your little cigarette holder and shit in there too.
That's dope. That's dope.
I can't show y'all what I got in my cigarette holder, but you already know what the fuck going on.
That's classified information right there, please. Right.
What's in my cup is in my cup. Fuck you. Don't you? Oh, could you cut on some of them? Can you play some Pimpin' for me, man?
Like what? Like shit.
Something that ride, bro.
I'm gonna type in something that ride and see what pop up. All
right, cool. Wait, it'll be hilarious if it's like somebody just driving.
Yeah, it's roller coasters. Yeah, okay, so.
I'm just putting on some, like, lo-fi because I know it's, like, mad live streams that do on.
Yeah. Ain't it good? We stand all alone.
Alone.
Don't go crying to your mom. Don't go crying, cause you're on your own now. Ah, damn.
It's not really my vibe right now, right?
Yeah, nah. Fuck you up right now, man.
Trying to sit up, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay, trying to have perfect posture and shit.
Trying to have better posture.
Nah, I definitely.
My posture fucking sucks, bro. I'm not gonna lie. Like, I've just recently started to notice it.
Yeah, you know what? Now that you mention it.
You realize how much taller you present yourself when you got good posture.
Shit, man, like damn, I'm actually. Hey, I can see myself out. Hey.
Yeah, and then we can see each other too, because I wasn't able to see your face.
I was seeing
your
face.
Yeah. Yeah, I was like. Okay.
But I know y'all have missed us.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And we have missed y'all.
Yeah, I've missed doing podcasts too.
Like, so serious. Life has been lifing, and we've been, you know, putting our heads together to make some bigger moves. Just wait. Better content's coming. A whole lot more is coming.
Yes,
right?
Sir.
So please just be prepared for
turn
that.
Turn the music down.
Yeah, just a tad bit. Just a tad bit. But now that that's out the way, and also, without y'all, there would be no us. So from the bottom of both of our hearts, thank y'all. All right. Now, with no further ado... Welcome to the motherfucking podcast, y'all. Y'all already know who the fuck it is. It's your boy Jew, aka Jucifer Jones, aka the nigga that can't leave yo bitch alone, aka aka the Ramadan skipper. And I also got my main man.
It is your boy Nate on the mic, and welcome back to the motherfucking podcast. That is crazy. The Ramadan skipper. The Ramadan is skipper. Crazy as fuck. Where the fuck? What the fuck you think of that?
I don't know. I just came out of nowhere.
That's wild as fuck. But hey, welcome back, y'all, man.
Just trying to spice that motherfucker up.
It feels like it's been a long ass. I was just saying this, like.
Yes.
I mean, it feel like it's been like 2-3 weeks since we shot a podcast. So thanks. I've been missing this, man. Welcome back. We got a lot of things to talk about, man.
Oh yeah, most definitely.
So we kind of switching it up on this episode. I hope you guys would appreciate that. We're not gonna be talking about any drama in this episode, but we're gonna be talking about some of the latest TV shows we've been watching, some of the latest experiences.
That gangsta shit.
Yeah, I mean, you feel me? You know what I'm saying?
Just being a little bit, you know, a little bit transparent.
First thing I want to talk about is Snowfall, because I've been dying to talk about.
Just a little bit, just a little bit, yeah, because. Yo, all right, we good.
I've been dying to talk about Snowfall.
Oh, most definitely.
Damn, it's kind of hard to sit straight up on this.
Yeah, on this, like, couch. Yeah, this ever sliding quicksand. Leather couch.
So shout out to Uncle Jerome because he shot the latest episode of Snowfall.
Much respect.
You know, we got to give him his flowers. Of course, he did his thing as an actor on Snowfall. He also did his thing as a director on Snowfall.
I liked him better as an actor.
We're going to get into that. But right. Even though it was really different, like, it was a very different directing style than we was used to for 6 seasons. And you can tell. Maybe that's confirmation bias because I knew he was directing the episode. Maybe that's why I'm saying that. But it felt really fast-paced. This is my take, and I want you to give your take on the episode. Shameless plug, I got a new YouTube channel where I post top 5 facts every day. Pump out 3 to 4 videos every single day. Go check out that channel.
Most definitely go check that out.
Subscribers.
Go do that.
And counting 100,000 views.
Yeah, go stream that.
We only gonna get bigger, y'all.
Like, comment, subscribe. But turn on notification bells. Share it to your main bitch, your side bitch, and also your favorite bitch.
Facts. But so my take on this is, it felt super fast and all over the place. Like the episode. Well, mainly the part where Ruben comes in.
Ruben the gay Cuban?
Yeah, gangsta as fuck, though. He a gangsta gay nigga.
Most definitely.
I don't think that's offensive. He a gangsta ass gay nigga.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. But we just can't say gag it.
Yeah, I don't intend to. Yeah. But first of all, coming in and fucking just killing the DA, like, just like we thought the DA was a threat, and he came in just
boom.
He killed all them niggas.
KGB, right?
Yeah, he killed all them niggas, no problem.
Like, yeah, he was instantly.
Yeah, I'm like, damn, why you didn't Ben do this,
bro?
Like,
cause him, bro, he was trying to give him some grace.
Yeah,
cause he's like Teddy. He was like, bro, I could kill you really if I wanted to right now.
I mean,
like, what's stopping me? It ain't no fun when the rabbit has the gun. Too,
cause I'm like. Teddy is, I mean, why didn't he just kill Teddy right then and there? Like,
on some fucking.
I think he wants to arrest Teddy, though. I don't think he wants to kill Teddy because he could have just been did that.
Yeah, because if he kills Teddy, even though, he's KGB, he could still go down for that.
Yeah.
They could cover up the murder, obviously, but he would still go down for that.
Yeah.
But it's more satisfying for when he actually arrests that man, and so he'll actually pay for the crimes.
And having to live with it. I got a question. Why is Ruben being gay even in the storyline? Why does that matter?
Because John Singleton is not here to direct it.
Like, what the fuck?
Because it's like, look, nobody is over here homophobic, transphobic, or anything of that sort, okay? But I'm just saying, what relevancy does a man's sexual orientation have to do with him being a KGB operative, all right? Like, come on. Y'all didn't have to do that.
It's which irrelevant. Granted,
it adds a little flair, or it's a little more taboo
because it adds depth to the character too, I think. But I mean, it's just like, it just doesn't matter enough. They try to add a scene where his like boyfriend is like, I can't do this anymore, you got this job,
slap
blah, blah,
his
blah.
Ass and shit. I'm like,
it's just like, I don't care to see this, and it's like, it doesn't add to the storyline. I don't think it's homophobic to say that. But I feel like in P Valley, where the gay stuff you do see oddly enough adds to the storyline. So you know, what's the nigga name? The main character. Lil Murder. Yeah, you know that. Okay, he a gay nigga. Yeah, like, yeah.
He a gangsta ass gay nigga.
Yeah, it's a part of the storyline type shit. But in Snowfall, it doesn't seem that way.
Look, this is like completely objective, but do you think you could lay with the like hairy ass man? Like,
lay with? What do you mean? Yes, like have sex with?
Yes, like do fuck, you think? No, I just can't. I get it. People. Why, like
where did that
like,
question come from, though?
Because it's like, yo, I just couldn't see myself with like a fucking hairy ass nigga, bro.
But
like,
where did it come from? Because like,
niggas is like,
you know, like the
shit.
Main criticism of when somebody says something like that online. The main criticism is like, bro, you must be gay. Because why would you be thinking of that? So that's why I'm wondering, like. Where did that come from?
like, cause it's like,
I'm a man. Gay thoughts.
No, it's like I'm a man, and so since I'm a man, I'm naturally just gonna be attracted to a woman or some shit. Sure. I'm like, what makes them just like the same question that I would ask a gay woman or something like that? Like, what makes you attracted to the same sex? Like, what? What is that? Not saying that, oh, that's something that I'm interested in, but no, I can be not objective, but I could be observant or I could ask questions.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I mean,
it's just basically from that perspective. I'm not trying to sit here and say,
I guess, but yeah. You ask a man you know that's heterosexual.
Yeah, I know, but it's.
But I sleep with a hairy man.
So it's like, okay, you know what? You got a point. It's like, now you put that in perspective, you got a point.
Right, you, yeah, like, that's no, not a question no, you no. ask with the homies. Like, pause. Hey, would y'all sleep with a hairy nigga? Like, bro, okay, side note. There's, right. I seen this video. Shout out to whoever did this. I can't remember off the top of my head. But it was a podcast type shit. And he's like, 100 million. And then off the rip.
He said, I suck it.
Yep, I suck it.
He was like, damn. And then let me get my shit off.
Like, damn.
I'm like, yo. That just shows niggas get bought out.
Bro, I'm telling you, bro, 100 million, a lot of niggas sucking dick, bro. I've been said it. We put it on a t-shirt, bro.
Oh, yeah.
We put it on a t-shirt.
Yeah. 100 million, you suck it.
But back on topic, though. So how did you feel about Jerome, the episode 8, season 6, Jerome getting his director shot on this? Good episode, though, in its own way.
Objectively, I like the direction of the show, or at least the direction of that episode with him directing it. Mm-hmm. But I will say you can definitely see the subtle changes, or at least you can see the subtle differences between directing styles.
Yeah. It's a tempo change, I think.
Most definitely. Yeah. Because in my opinion, it was definitely more sped up.
Yeah.
But I feel like they're speeding it up because they're running out of time.
Yes, two more episodes, so.
So it's like, not unless really y'all like want to just, you know, two, give us like two. One more extra episode.
Bro, I was saying like fucking like, two-parter series finale.
You might as well. Look, I'm waiting those last two. Look, I'm not watching next week. Well, this week, I'm not watching. I'm watching next week.
I got you. Yeah.
Yeah, that's you. I got you. We're not going
to. I'm going to rewatch it for years to come. All right,
cool.
So.
Yeah. like, that's all that matters. All right? Yeah. That's all that matters.
But yeah, I think we both agree with that standpoint. Like, it did feel fast.
Oh, yeah.
Especially where
it's still fuck Louie though.
Yeah, to be honest, it didn't seem like she didn't have a grudge on Franklin. I think it was just easy for her to play her part in the setting up Teddy type shit.
Yeah,
she also don't want to be under Teddy too.
Yeah, and also I feel like that definitely gave her a little bit of outlet for her, you know, in the grieving process.
Yeah, to be his fucking ass.
Yeah, take some anger
put
out.
The pause
I fucking
on
hate
this
you, Franklin. I hate you, Franklin.
Scully a real ass nigga too. He's like, he's just dead. All right.
Nah, this ain't on me, man.
Yeah, he's a real ass nigga.
Oh,
dog.
Speaking of Scully, the actor that plays Scully, he was actually
DeAndre
supposed
Bonds.
To be in. Who?
DeAndre Bonds.
Yeah, DeAndre Bonds. Yeah. He was supposed to be in. God, what's it called? Antoine Fisher. Yeah, it was before he got locked up in prison.
Oh damn.
Yeah, he got that role. Well, he got approved for the role or accepted, whatever.
Yeah,
for that
role. Yeah, same difference.
Like. You get it. Yeah, for that role 2 weeks before he went to prison.
Damn.
Yeah. So
Well, I seen he had a Vlad interview just recently come out. Yeah. I haven't watched it yet.
Yeah, that's well, I saw some clips, but I'm not gonna act like I'm gonna just watch the whole fucking interview.
You know,
not
Leon is from Atlanta.
What?
Yeah, that surprised me too.
Damn, shot it for real.
Yeah, he's from Atlanta.
Shit.
Uncle Jerome is from New York too. That's surprised me.
Oh, that's
me as
weird.
Well. Yeah,
that is like, yeah. Bro, what? You don't even have the accent, son.
Have you seen that video where he was like, how you sound on the show versus how you sound in real life?
Yeah,
he was like, you know, a stunt double will come in and knock that bad boy out.
Yeah, now you niggas is smiling.
No, but he a good actor though. I don't want to take away from you
most
know,
definitely
take away from him as a man or as an actor. But yeah, that's what I was saying. When they had fucking Franklin hanging the Gustavo Bean Rubin as Teddy fucking hemmed up.
With
then
the
they
gun.
Have like this American flag symbolism in the background. It was just a lot going on in one scene.
There's so many Easter eggs in there. Like,
yeah, it
I'm
is.
Pretty sure. I just haven't went back and actually analyzed shit, to be honest with
which
you. Or
is,
watched like a YouTube video on it.
Yeah, yeah, which is dope though. Like, I like his style, maybe not for Snowfall. I'm glad he got his shot to do it. But
oh yeah, most def.
I don't think it really matched the tempo that Snowfall's going for.
He could possibly be the next John Singleton.
Who knows?
Possibly. I mean, I'm just saying, if he actually gets another, like, we should give him another chance, not with Snowfall, but we should give him another chance to actually direct his own production, and then we can see where his true talent, or at least his true potential, would come from.
My thing is, I love Black Hood shows, because
you're
talking
about like the gangsta gritty shit?
Yeah, oh. Because the fact is that I mean, we're black.
Yeah,
even though
yeah.
I consider myself to be a good citizen,
you snitch.
I mean, I grew up in a hood, like a lot of times in my life, low income areas.
Yeah,
and a lot of shit that I see on these shows is real shit. Like,
it's shit you can resonate with.
Yeah, exactly. So that's why I like that, and that's why John Singleton is one of the greatest black directors, because
facts.
he captured the essence of the hood and low income areas, the effect of black people.
From from Boys in the Hood to Poetic Justice.
Exactly.
To what else? Just in more recent times, Snowfall.
Yeah.
I can't think of anything else just offhand, but
But my thing is, I would like to see more black people go the Jordan Peele route where he's making more think pieces type of thing, because it's like, I don't want us to be put into a box like
until
we make
something
hood
like
shit.
Nope.
Yeah, I didn't get that. I don't get it still.
Yeah, I still haven't watched it.
You haven't watched it?
No. Nope.
Yeah. I mean, you can watch it for free now.
Yeah, I know.
Wanted to do that, but I didn't get it. I still don't get it. I watched so many videos on it.
I might watch it tonight. Like, I might just give me something to eat.
Yeah,
go home.
Why not? Yeah. Just check it out.
Roll up a doobie.
Another thing was, I watched at the drive-in and the dark parts, which is a lot of them.
Yeah, one of the main reasons why I don't even like going to the drive-in like that.
You know, and niggas be having their fucking headlights on.
It's like,
oh my god,
nigga.
It's always at least three niggas
yes.
that have their headlights on.
Like, bro, you know where the fuck you came.
Yeah.
Right? Like, damn. Just because you don't got no tint on your windows and you trying to get your
blowing the fuck
like,
out of me.
Jesus Christ, nobody paying attention to you.
I agree.
Throw a blanket.
Like, it's, of course, everybody want to go to the drive-in because, like, one, I think the number one reason why most people come to the drive-in, fucking. Like, it gotta be. Smoking and fucking, like, that's gotta
be.
Do
you know how many times I done fucked in a movie theater?
How many times, though?
Like three or four.
Oh.
Yeah. It's like, nigga, it's
that's
like,
uncomfortable as fuck to me.
Yeah, it is.
Like,
it is.
Yeah,
it
fucking
is.
In a movie theater.
Yeah, it is.
That's actually trifling. You're a trifling man.
Hey. I have a bucket list, all right? And I've knocked off at least 60% of my bucket list, all right?
Okay.
So, yeah, that's you nice. Don't leave me alone.
That's nice. What was we talking about?
Being trifling at the drive-in.
Oh.
Oh, but Uncle Jerome.
Fun fact, though, about Nope is that the scenes that look like they in the nighttime, they're actually in the day, but they use film effects to make it look like it's nighttime. So that's actually pretty dope about that movie.
Hmm.
Jordan Peele is still a great director. It's just I don't understand Nope at all. So
yeah, I barely understood Us.
I don't understand it, but it was a great movie.
Yeah, the only movie that was truly like a really good think piece, and everybody could easily resonate, digest it. Understand, yeah, yeah. Was Get Out.
Yeah.
Like like in all honesty, but not taking away from any of, you know, the projects that he's done, or you know, may he release in the future or anything like that. But yeah. I'm just saying, nothing's gonna compare to Get Out.
Yeah, I mean, was that his first project?
Oh wait, didn't he do Queen of Slim?
Did he?
I'm not sure.
I didn't like Queen of Slim.
It was alright. Wasn't that like the black rendition of Bonnie and Clyde?
Yeah.
No, it was somebody named Melina Matsukui. I don't know.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well,
good.
Yeah, well, congratulations. Blow the fuck out of me. I don't know who she is. I was going to say something else, but I've realized I'm too unhinged sometimes.
Because she's looking like goddamn Solange or some shit. Okay, never mind.
Oh hell no! Nah. She look like a nigga. Yeah. She got a strong ass French face.
Once I seen her in fucking 1080p, I'm like, okay. Yeah.
No, without that makeup, your face is masculine as hell. Okay.
I'd fuck her.
Like, nah,
I would fuck her.
She look like a WNBA star.
Damn, that was cold blooded. all right.
Yeah, let's hop off of this. I'm gonna say something else. I'm like, let's not.
Boom. regarding Snowfall.
Yeah.
First of all, what was also dope about that episode was, Scully forgiving Leon for, you know, killing his daughter. That was also dope too.
He said,
"Let that shit go."
I forgive you, G.
I think Leon's still gonna die, by the way.
Wait, but his braids always fresh as fuck. Yeah, all the time. Crispy.
Fresh out of a fight. Still.
Yeah, it's still crispy as shit. Still. Look at his froze, bro. Them just be tight.
His hair really like that, bro.
I'm like, god damn.
I really like that. His hair is really like that, though. Like,
yo, he got it.
Yeah. But
at least he ain't like Jim Jones.
Damn. Is you got any other notes on this episode before we move on?
I like the way that Gustavo actually was able to still work out a plan for his family, like that contingency, and also how cool he played it. I think that's what really was giving him away.
Yeah. Don't you think they should have killed Ruben, though?
Oh, most definitely. They should have killed Ruben a long time ago.
Yeah, facts.
Like, I feel like Franklin should have. Well, Franklin, it wouldn't have been any benefit to Franklin to kill the KGB nigga. Because the KGB nigga, he doesn't really want Franklin.
It was more beneficial for Gustavo. But, I mean, not even though, but, like, Gustavo, the way he handled that in this recent episode, it's like you could have just dead-ass did this at any point when Ruben was just popping up on you.
Bro, you bigger than his ass.
Yeah, just fucking mollywop his dumb ass.
Oh, Jesus. Like, bro, you could have got the gun from his ass and popped him.
He
got
to be, like, three times. Like, theoretically, three times his nigga size.
Like, come on, dude. Yeah. And you was a wrestler.
Yeah, yeah.
Bro, you a whole gangster wrestler out here, all right? Luchador.
I mean, nobody trying to get shot too.
Well,
so,
obviously,
that's another thing. You know, like you gotta be willing to get shot if you attempt some shit like that.
Fuck it. Sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do. All right. Sometimes you just gotta do it. Yeah. All right. Fuck it. It is what it is. But shit. Nah, I don't think there's any other ending notes that I have on this episode. I'm mad about the cliffhanger.
Yeah, but we know, judging by the latest trailer, that they're gonna basically kidnapping the word? Tie him up and torture him until they get the
money. Nap him. All right.
They're gonna adult nap him.
But I never understood why they said kidnapping. Like, if you're a whole adult, like, how are you kidnapping a kid? Like, you kidnapping a kid, yeah, all right? Because yeah, you're napping a kid. But how are you kidnapping an adult?
Yeah, I get why you adult think napping like that. Like, I do. I understand where you're coming from when you say that.
Okay, I'm sorry. I know. That's just, look, the retarded moment of the podcast. All right,
but they're going to kidnap him and, you know, tie him up and, I guess, try to get the money out of him. Which, I don't think he's going to get his motherfucking money. We got two more episodes. I think it looks like either CIA, KGB, DEA, they cracking down on locations. They show Louis running with the, you know, with the dunk in the back.
With the dunk.
Yeah, she had that. Yeah, that yeah. I need a charger. My phone about to die.
Nigga, I left my charger.
I'll be right back.
You just pause your shit?
No.
Huh? No. Oh. Hell no. What? Damn, that shit bust.
She said, can she get a shower?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh, she thought you had it.
No, it's in my bag. But I'm gonna need her not to drink my whole goddamn bottle. I know she's not gonna do that, though. Nigga, I be liking so many recipes. Like, damn, I'm gonna make that. And I just don't make it. Why do niggas get their birth year, like, in bold red letters, like, tatted on them? That's so fucking corny, in my opinion. Nobody needs to know when you were born.
Yeah, it's like, why? Like, who cares?
Like, what the fuck?
Anybody that cares is gonna already know.
1993. Okay. How do you feel?
Alright,
we get.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Nigga, I wanna make some mead, bro.
Don't care about that.
Do you know what mead is, nigga?
Don't care. Don't care at all. Not even a little bit, Jack.
That's fucked up, dog. But I can understand.
Yeah. Don't give a fuck. Don't give a fuck. You want to talk about a ghost, though? Goddamn. How much of Power did you watch?
Nigga, I only watched that episode. Okay. Like, I have not watched the full series. I have been watching clips. I have not watched the actual show.
Wow, yet. You haven't watched Power or nothing? Wow, then we can't even talk about that. I'm going to get my little notes on 287, which just happened yesterday. So, one, I'm happy to see Jorge Masvidal retire. First of all, Jorge Masvidal becomes one of the people with no championships but made the most money. I guess that's the best way I can put it. Yeah, so, I mean, he fought practically everybody. He wasn't able to, you know, get a belt, but he was able to make millions of dollars for it. You know what I'm saying? Him and his family, goddamn. He got his own fight league and shit. Got some decent fights over there, too.
Okay.
So, I'm happy to see him retire on, you know, a loss, but it wasn't a devastating loss, too. If he'd have gotten knocked out, that would have been sad. Now to get on to the, I guess, offensive type shit. Jorge Masvidal looked fucking terrible in that fight. And I was sitting, he was trying to do flying knees mid-fight and shit, and I'm just like, nigga, you never doing that again.
Ben Askren. That was lightning in a bottle.
This not Ben Askren, nigga. You're not finna just fucking flying knee and knock him out.
At all.
He was like just doing things that he did in his prior fights against Darren Till. He did the switch like 1-2, and that worked against Darren Till, but it just did not work multiple times here. There was actually one point in the fight where Jorge Masvidal does this random flying knee, and Gilbert Burns is like, "What? Weave?"
He was like, "What?" You thought I was that nigga.
Yeah.
Okay, let me show you how I'm not one of him.
He just weaved and fucking decked his ass, clobbered him over the head with a fucking right hand. So that was crazy. Israel Adesanya. Israel Adesanya knocks out Alex Pereira.
After fighting this man, this is the third time third or fourth time.
Second time in MMA, but fourth time in general, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Fourth time fighting, all right? And you finally win. And you make the most cringy-ass, corny-ass statement to his son?
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie. Like, one, originally I was laughing at it, and it still is kind of funny in my opinion. Yeah. Like, fuck that little nigga, because, you know, you want to see him get in the ring and all that good shit. But, dude, to be that fucking petty and to hold on to that shit for this long.
That was cringe, yeah.
All right, come on, bro. Come on.
Yeah, bro. I thought it was a little cringe. First of all, I remember when Alex Pereira knocked out Izzy in, I think, the second fight. And Pereira was like, you know, kind of taunting him as he was knocked out. So, you know, when he pulled out the imaginary elbow, I mean, arrow. He put out the imaginary elbow. That's crazy. He put out the imaginary arrow, though, and I'm like, okay, he got his ass. Like, that's fair.
Yeah.
But then when I found out, he pointed to his kid.
Hey, you, right there.
You see this? That nigga knocked out, dog. They paying over to the kid crying and shit. I'm like, yo, this is, like, I ain't gonna lie, like, that's fucked up.
damn. Yo, I'm sorry, just to pan over and see a kid crying is hilarious.
Yeah, like, that's crazy. That's crazy as fuck, dog.
I was like, he's just
like, my dad, my hero.
He just got his ass knocked the fuck out.
Yeah. Cold too. It was a clean knockout. Like, it wasn't TKO.
He was like, you was pumping out that good shit in the press conference, then you got kicked in your chest. You eat a dick, nigga. You eat a dick.
So I mean, I thought, like, first of all, I don't want to take away from Israel Adesanya's victory either.
Oh, at all.
It was a good victory. He capitalized off of Alex Pereira chasing the finish, thinking that he hurt Israel. And I think Israel set a trap and he knocked him the fuck out.
Yep. He thought it was going to be as easy as all the other fights. Yeah,
exactly. So he dove straight in. Israel was like, nah, I got something for you. Bink, over the top. Bink, over the top again. And it was over.
He was watching a lot of footage, I can tell.
Yeah, I also think that Pereira cuts a lot of weight, and that's why he's able to get rocked like this.
I honestly never would have noticed that. I never would have just noticed some shit like that, honestly.
I mean,
you're way more analytical.
It's just a knowledge of the sport more. Alex Pereira, I don't know if you noticed this. If you watch their first fight or anything like that, he's big.
Oh, yeah, I know. Fuck. Yeah, he's big as shit. He's huge. Like Oliveira size.
He looks, no, he's way bigger than Oliveira.
Are you serious?
Yeah, Oliveira is like, he fights at 155.
Oh, okay. I guess it's like the camera.
Okay. Alex Pereira is fucking huge. He's way bigger than Izzy. That's why when they first fight, Izzy would hit Pereira with a 1-2, and he'd be like, all right. But Pereira would hit him, and it's like a bink. Like, it's like, it's a whole difference. He's like, oh, shit. Look at
the fuck. I was prepared for that.
So, he knocked him the fuck out. That was crazy.
But one other thing I can say, definitely I'm proud of Izzy, especially in the first two rounds. He was being a lot more hesitant. He wasn't just rushing in. He was being way more calculated with his strikes and shit like that. Like,
true, but I mean, I
definitely was taking notice of that.
I think the fight kind of went as a mirror of each other. It's like, nobody really changed. I don't think Alex Pereira changed much as far as his striking. I don't think Izzy really changed much as far as his striking.
Well, he only tweaked it. That's all he did. He capitalized
off things that worked in the first fight. And like, even if you put side by side the knockout sequence in this fight and the first round where Izzy caught Alex in the first fight,
yeah,
it's the exact same sequence. So he just utilized his tools better this time. But nobody presented anything new or anything like that. So I think if they have a fifth fight, Izzy will probably win.
I think Pereira would actually come in and actually just knock his ass out.
I don't think so. I think Izzy knows what side is open, and it's always that left side of Pereira, because he counters with his left hand a lot. So if you counter with your left hand, there's no block.
Nothing to lead. And that's exactly
what happened. Izzy came with the jab and over the top right hand, and the same time he caught him twice, same way he caught him twice. I think Izzy knows how to beat him now, and there's no way that Alex will come back. It's sad because the narrative has already changed, even though it's 3-1. Everybody like, yeah, we don't need to see that again. He just knocked him out. Fuck him. Like,
yeah, we really don't. But that's the thing. Look, and you know, I'm a casual fan. All right, but and I'll say this: no, we do not need to see that fight again. No, not unless it's just dire. There's nobody else that can fight. There's nobody really else that's a good ass card. That's the thing,
because Izzy has beat everybody in a division.
Oh.
This is the only, he's 1-1 with Alex Pereira, so it's like there's a reason to do a tiebreaker. But he's beat Robert Whittaker, he's beat Jared Cannonier, he's beat Kelvin Gastelum, he's beat all these niggas. He beat Robert Whittaker twice, by the way.
Oh shit.
He's beat Marvin Vettori. He's beat Paulo Costa.
He's actually beat competition.
Yeah, no, Izzy has been a dominant champion. Okay. And that's why we wanted to see a new champion, so there's better matchups. But
shit, but he's like Money Mayweather, bro. He's like, bro, I'm part of the money team now. Like,
and I don't think he can move up either, because he tried that and it was clear that they was just much bigger than him. Like, he had to gain weight to get to 205.
And I don't think he can do all that. Yeah. I don't think he can sustain all that mass.
Yeah. It's not going to be good mass, though. Like, the niggas up there, they're actually strong and built to that size.
Yeah, they're used to carrying that weight damn near their whole life. Yeah, okay? Exactly. So, but with somebody just trying to pack that shit on, he's definitely going to be slower. The lactic acid is going to build up a lot faster. He's not going to be as fast or as fluid. Nah.
But to give Izzy his credit, though, because I feel like I was kind of just talking shit a little bit. Because I just don't feel like the narrative should change that much. I think Alex still has a fighting chance in beating Izzy, and Izzy only beat him one time. So
yeah, I'm not. Look, I definitely still feel it's in Pereira's favor, because if you look at it, he's really. Yeah, it's 1-1, but we can look at it. It's really 3-1. All right. Well, really, 4-1.
Some people say it's 2-2.
2-2, my ass.
There was one. The first fight went to decision, and Izzy lost, but a lot of people think that Izzy won that fight. It was a super close fight, so that's why people say 2-2.
It should have been a draw, honestly. That one should have just been a draw.
Yeah, but if it's 2-2, then fuck it. That's another reason to have a third fight, because who the fuck is Izzy going
to
fight?
But who really wants to pay to see Israel fight again? I'm just saying, I'm not saying like, I'm not saying that to see him fight like in general, no, but just to see him fight Pereira again, yeah. I'm not trying to do
that. I get it. Because when I first got on social media the morning after the fight, and I started looking at the comments, and everybody's like, yo, first of all, fans are so wishy-washy. Of you know course. How many people was like, Pereira's going to knock Izzy out.
And bro. Then they would dick ride and talk about some bro. I knew bro was gonna get his ass knocked out, bro.
Yeah, there's so many niggas, bro. Look, like dead ass. Look, niggas changed all that shit.
Look, I'm gonna be completely G with you. I knew that there was a chance that Pereira could knock out Izzy, but I always had in the back of my mind, bro, ain't no way you're gonna fight this man four times and not have something for this man. Yeah. Come on, bruh. That's virtually impossible. If this man just beat your ass, then guess what? That just means you're a bitch.
That's the thing, right? Though, because Michael Bisping said that same thing. He's like, I would imagine that he wins this just based off the percentages.
Yeah, literally. Like, literally. And I'm just looking at it. Even I know this is just random as fuck, but even looking at it from like a fighting game standpoint,
yeah.
Dude, you get your ass beat like five times. Alright, on that sixth time, you're gonna get at least one win out of them. Alright, yeah. Like fuck the bullshit. Like,
out of 10 times, you're gonna get a couple wins. In
like
there, yeah.
So, come on. All you gotta do is just pay attention and actually just stay on your P's. But hey,
yeah. Unless you're a straight square, but you get 10-0.
Yeah, straight up. Yeah.
But man, good win for him. Second round knockout. That's
oh yes.
I mean, he really put a statement on it, and that's why I think a lot of people kind of like, yeah, we don't need to see that fight again. But I don't know what Izzy's gonna do, man. He already beat everybody, unless he fights somebody that's fucking out of the top 10, which I'm not caring to see that. Alex Pereira should move
so
up.
So who's in the top 10?
I can look.
Yeah. Let's see who's in the top 10.
So, boom, we pulling up the top 10, which is not completely updated yet. I imagine that Alex Pereira is going to be number one contender, and Israel is going to just move to champion. But top 10 is Robert Whittaker. He already beat him twice. Marvin Vettori, he beat him twice. Derek Cannonier, he dominated him. Paul Costa, he knocked him out.
Shit.
He hasn't fought Dricus du Plessis, but I don't.
And what's his record?
He's been doing good. He is 19-2.
And how many knockouts?
He had He has 8 wins by knockout.
Ooh. Out of 19 fights?
Yeah.
And he's 19.
No, 21 fights.
Oh, 21 fights. And he's 19-2.
Yeah.
Eesh. Ooh. That's still good though.
Yeah, but
like, he has still a good percentage or a good chance of knocking a nigga out.
I think if he has a chance against Izzy, is probably wrestling him, and I don't know. Izzy is actually really surprisingly hard to take down.
I haven't seen Izzy's ground game
because nobody can take him down. That's like, like that's dead ass the reason nobody's able to take him down and hold him down. So because he's so long and it's kind of hard to take long niggas down
because
they base is so wide, I guess.
Yeah,
and to hold them down because they can use their limbs like their arms to just crawl up.
Yeah, just like John Jones.
Yeah. But Sean Strickland, he would dominate Sean Strickland. I mean, I did.
Sean Strickland, that sounds familiar as fuck.
He got knocked out by Pereira, like with a left hook.
Oh, yeah. Wait, every nigga Pereira fought, he knocked him out.
Yeah.
Besides,
he knocked Izzy out twice. Yeah. This time, he got his ass knocked out.
But yeah, any other time, yeah, he's dominant. He's like a fucking truck.
Yeah,
he can still have a prominent career.
He can still knock
niggas
the fuck out.
Yeah, so he's still gonna make money at the end of the day.
Derek Brunson, he already beat by knockout too.
I think Adesanya. Oh, all right. So let me ask.
He beat like 7 out of the 10 people in the top 10, bro. That's crazy. Like,
shit,
bro,
the competition is slim at this
point.
Yeah,
exactly. That's the whole thing, bro. He's ruining it.
He could probably get one more good fight, all right? One more good fight. The other two, shit, I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, it's tough. He's going to have to retire, dog.
What do you think Israel should invest his money into or diverse his portfolio in?
It would be dope to see him like get his own gym or something.
Oh yeah.
Like put his gym in his neighborhood or something like that. I don't know, cause I mean he has his YouTube channel, which I'm sure that makes a lot of money. He's one of the biggest MMA YouTubers on the platform. So,
oh yeah, because he's a nerd at heart.
Yeah, and people, a lot of people relate to him in that aspect. So, and he, you know, he just, he watches, he like fights too. So he, I think that his YouTube is his brand, the Stylebender thing. He's also a dancer, so he could probably incorporate that brand.
He can dance.
Oh yeah, yeah, he a dancer, man.
Okay, yeah. Okay. I need to start doing yoga, nigga.
Hey, go. You know he grew up with servants and shit though. Yeah. Yeah, he had servants, my nigga. His parents had money. Yeah, it'd be weird seeing him talking about some. Yeah, yeah. People don't know about my life. I'm like, nigga.
Nigga, what the fuck?
You didn't.
The
you
most
didn't
you had to do with is anxiety, nigga.
Yeah,
fucking, some white people shit.
Which I hate that storyline with Carlton. I guess I guess I know black people get anxiety too, but come on.
Bro. Oh man,
that's the main plot line.
Like, always having panic attacks.
Yeah, like,
and
nigga,
shit.
That's it. Like, come
nigga,
on. Bro.
We get nervous every time 12. Walks around, all right, they pop up like, dude, that's our own trauma, we got to live with that, we not about to see, you know what? I'm gonna just leave this alone. Just leave it alone, it don't matter.
But yeah, man, as far as fights, yeah, I said what I had to say. I think Rob Font knocked that nigga the fuck out. Yeah, hold on, I'm about to pull that up, let me see if I can show you so you know what I'm talking about.
All right, also we could talk about BTB Savage and shit. And also the Fall of No Jumper. Which one would you rather talk about?
I don't really care.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll keep it a G. I don't really care about the BTB Savage thing right now. Like, you know, RIP.
They definitely shot his ass the fuck up, boy.
Hey, he shouldn't be playing dangerous ass games. Yeah. What? Like, take a pee. We're not gonna get into that right now. All right, just RIP that man. Damn.
Yeah, he rock, bro. He
damn.
He linked. Damn. His ass. Boom.
Bro. Oh my god.
Yeah, he linked.
Yo,
the
his soul left out his body for a second and came back. Like you gotta watch it. It's like in Sloop or something. Boom. Like you saw his soul say.
He fucking rocked his ass, dog. Like, yeah, I was like, damn, dog. Yeah, that was sad.
Never
was sad
again. Never again.
He was a young man coming up, bro. He got humbled.
So,
yeah.
It's obvious and it's apparent in the news where No Jumper is dead ass slowly but surely falling apart. What's your take on it? Before, you know, I give my opinion.
Well, me personally, I can't rock with a pedophile at all. Like, so.
Facts.
like, I still get, like, on Instagram, I still get my nudes and shit like that from No Jumper.
Just not rocking with 22.
Yeah, I mean, they. Hold on.
As
Soulja
Boy calls
him
Adam 16.
Let me see if I can get a live subscriber count. In the last week, they lost 5K subs.
Shit.
Last month, 20K.
Shit.
But they still get like hundreds of thousands of views per day, though. So.
Yeah, but damn. Like, your platform is slowly but surely falling apart.
Yeah.
It's, look, and granted, I'm going to still say this. I still don't think the way that he handled Lush was the right way. And I think that was the straw that broke the camel's back, and that's what started the snowball effect of No Jumper falling apart.
Yeah, so I think it's actually the house phone situation. I think
I can see that too. Yeah, I can see that too.
I think it was a weird type of flex where he was talking about paying for a house phone's mom's funeral. And shit like that.
But they was able to come back and resolve that, or at least talk about it and shit.
That's still
like that
weird as fuck to say. I mean, in a heated argument about something completely separate, to be honest. It had nothing to do with you know what? Out of all this, I can say one thing about Adam, besides him being a pedophile. He has a hard time taking accountability on
things. Bro, you took the words right out of my goddamn head.
It's
so
like,
serious.
And it's like you can feel like you're not wrong, but still understand where other people coming from type shit. And it's like he don't have that. I don't know if it's being calling him a sociopath is the right word. But
psychopath.
It's something.
Or a sociopath?
I don't.
No. Narcissist.
It's something along those lines, but him and accountability don't even like ride together. There was moments where you could see that, but we was on his side because with the Kevin Samuels thing, everybody talked about it.
Yeah.
So it's like that was kind of a weak argument from Joe Budden and them.
Yeah.
But even in that sense, he wasn't taking any accountability for capitalizing on it just because other people were doing that. Granted, I still agree with him on a Kevin Samuels thing. But just because other people are doing that don't mean that it's the right thing to do
or yeah.
that it's a good moral thing to do. After exposing House Phone for fucking with trainees, apparently, which is, I mean, if looking at it from an objective point of view or outside looking in, it's like, yeah, that is cold blooded to just out your co-host fuck your bitch and everything.
Like, that's your man's, like, nigga.
From day one.
Like, yo, that's supposed to be your ace. And wait, that's supposed to be like the level 2 AD. Okay. Yeah.
And you slimed him out for some content. Like that, I think that was one of them. I think him bringing on Destiny and, you know, niggas alike that talk about racial content with facts. Having a predominantly minority cast was also a red flag for a lot of people. And that's why some people quit.
Not letting Gina truly get her shine.
AD, Gina's still there, ain't she?
Nah, but I think she is still there. Yeah. But she doesn't really get her shine like that.
She don't. Like, but she kind of out of place there too, I think.
I feel like if she had her own like show without somebody like Sharp.
Yeah, maybe like a female co-host or something like that. Yeah.
Or like Almighty or somebody, because they don't know how to shut up. All right. Yeah. Like they're just going to over talk her and she's not ever going to get her point across.
Yeah.
But
that is true.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
But I think him doing that pivot with the racial content and shit, getting edgy with the content is also a reason why some people left. Also Lush, though, that was out of pocket way of handling that. You don't come in and try to embarrass somebody that you've been working closely with just off of a suspicion.
Facts. And you don't even have you don't have 100% proof or concrete evidence that he actually did it.
Yeah, exactly.
You're just going off of an assumption or he say, she say.
On the Discord. Oh, like, there's some people in his Discord that I really trust head ass.
But like, you see this man damn near every day.
Yeah, exactly. He works actually with you in real life.
And it's a dude named Guilty.
Nah, okay, that's crazy.
On Discord.
Nah, that's crazy.
And you trust him. And his name is Guilty.
Well, that's crazy. I didn't know his name was Guilty.
Crazy. Like, how do you trust somebody named Guilty? That means they did it.
Yeah, that's fucking crazy as fuck, dog. I didn't know his name.
Yes, that was his screen name, Guilty. Wow. Like, what type of shit is that? Yes.
So yeah, I mean, it's been a lot of fuck shit at No Jumper. They tried to replace everybody, do a wide sweep, and you know, got Poetic Flacco still there, Sharp still there, Gina I think is still there, but numbers is stagnant for them, I guess. Hold on, let me look at the chart.
But shout out to AD, shout out to T-Rail, shout out to Smack, shout out to Duno, shout out to the whole collective. Oh yeah, and definitely shout out to Lush as well. But everybody that actually had to separate from No Jumper, but you're still being able to monetize and make a greater future for yourself, or at least extend your brand further than you can just on that fucking platform. Do you? Alright, and congratulations, and keep it going. Like, nah, for real.
So, I mean, right now it's just like a well-oiled machine. Like, they get tens of millions of views per month on average.
Well, yeah, because I got a team of editors, dude.
But besides that, they have great interviews that people still go back and watch. So
yeah, true.
25 million is almost pretty average for their channel. That's fucking crazy. So they make some good ass money. They average 3K to 47.7K per month besides sponsors and stuff. 572K per year.
Yeah, and I haven't seen any real sponsors like that ever since the
for a long time. Yeah, that is true. Because
after Almighty, they pulled them shits.
Yeah, y'all niggas ratchet.
Yeah,
y'all
like, ratchet. They pulled that. They was like, nah, we not doing this no more.
But me personally, I can't rock with the whole 16-year-old shit. I think that's weird. And it's also weird that we haven't heard anything about this up until this year.
Nah, it came out, but it just got swept under the rug.
Yeah, which is also weird. That's some Illuminati shit. This nigga last name was Graham Mason. Look into that. But yeah, man, that's all I really got to say on the Fall of No Graham Jumper. Mason? Yeah. Yep. Crazy ass name, right? Satanic ass name, ain't it? That shit. I ain't gonna lie. That shit is a creepy ass name to me. When I first heard it, I'm like, what? That's his name? Like, what the fuck? Yeah.
Yeah, nah.
Yeah, his dad was in cahoots with Bill Clinton, bruh. I'm telling you, Illuminati. Illuminati, reptilian people.
Take on my buddy.
Nah, but
come with me.
Let's go ahead and squeeze in this B2B Savage thing.
Alright.
Because I don't have much things to say on it anyway. It'd be perfect way to. Let me hit your vape, though. On Jesus Christ himself.
Bruh, but Jesus Christ don't even like you like that.
He liked for me to enjoy the things he created, though. So. If you're gonna be dumb, then you gotta be tough.
Hell nah. But sad news. A rapper going by the name of BTB Savage was murdered about a couple of weeks ago. We're still sending condolences to his family, his camp, and also record label, anybody that basically was in connection with him, loved ones, and all others in regards as well. But it does show that BTB Savage murder case has been taking a new turn. One of the alleged killers, Montrell Berkeley, has been identified by the Houston police and is yet to be apprehended. On Friday, April 7th, reported that one of the two suspects involved in BTB Savage murder was identified as the man that remains at large. He was a 26-year-old man and also was reported in River Oaks area of Houston, Texas, when he was shot and killed in a drive-by upon arrival. Damn. Officers discovered his body near the entrance of the parking garage, according to the Houston police, Chief Troy Finner. Investigators reports that the victim was driving a white Mercedes northbound and a black Subaru SUV opened fire on the vehicle. Following the shooting, witnesses told police that two suspects fled in a black Suburban SUV at a high speed. Berkeley was identified as one of the suspects and charged into the shooting following the further investigation. As of now, he remains at large. And Houston police are asking for anyone to come forward with any information. BTB Savage mother Bernita Ward has issued a statement calling her son good-hearted, amazing rapper, veteran, father, and a man who was loved by his family. Now, this is good. Okay. I'm waiting to the end. Yeah, I'm waiting to the end. I'm gonna wait until the end of this, and then I'm gonna, because it's gonna sound really insensitive.
Right? Oh yeah, I'm about to sound insensitive too.
We got the same shit on our mind right now. Bruh. All right, go ahead.
So, one of the more informative videos I watched on this was 1090 Jake. He actually made a video about this. Now, when I hear the original story, I'm like, okay, this is a self defense situation. All right, it's not just him just catching bodies.
Facts. Because he really didn't even catch the body.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, okay, cool. But then he decides, this would be fucking great for my rap career. This would be great for my, like, my ops and, you know, my credibility on the street. This would be great for me. And the thing is, he is a good kid, too.
Yeah.
He's a fucking good kid.
That looks like a whole Boston Richie ass nigga.
Or was a good kid. Rest in peace.
Yeah, yeah.
But he was a good kid. That's the thing. He decides to go and take a picture inside of the crime scene where the blood is splattered everybody. I mean, what?
Everywhere.
Yeah, I don't know what's wrong with me. Splatter everywhere or all around the place. takes a picture. Even his family is telling him to take this shit down. Yeah. It's fucking stupid. You crashing out. Shortly, and I mean very shortly after
very,
that.
Very shortly.
They caught him lacking.
You ain't even have to hold your breath that long.
Now, I don't know whether or not the hit was because of the picture. I don't, like, shit. Could it have been just because they one of their own got killed? Like, regardless of how it happened?
I feel like, nigga, that's a get back.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like the picture is what I would deem. If I was in this situation, I would deem that as disrespect. Not him dying, but that's just me.
Yeah, I'm definitely saying it's, the picture. Because, dude, you can't sit here and take a... You can't taunt somebody that was just killed.
Yeah.
And think that you're going to walk away alive with that.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry. Like, that's just not going to happen. Like,
and it may not be fair. It may not. Because he was trying to rob you. I get it.
What that nigga Pusashi said, you better come get it back in blood.
That shit sound fucked up, too. Because the thing is, the nigga, what the story goes, he was trying to rob him. And
he was trying to set him up for a feature.
Which, that doesn't make much sense. I think he was trying to rob him. Regardless.
Oh, you're talking about the nigga was trying to rob BTB Savage?
Yeah.
They used the somebody wanting the feature as a cover.
And he got his ass whacked, rightfully so. You can't just rob people, everybody. You know, we got the right to bear arms in most places in the United States, and the stand your ground laws in a lot of places in the United States. So, of course, he got his dumb ass whacked. I don't feel sorry for him either. And it would have been all cool.
I feel sorry for his family.
I mean, maybe there would have still been hits out on his life. I don't know. And that's a sad reality where it actually might have been still hits out on his life, regardless of whether he took that picture or not.
Because you never really know.
But he decided, because regardless of whether that would have happened or not, he egged them on with that picture.
Oh, yeah.
And he knew that was going to egg them on.
And then I know he was going to make a diss track.
Exactly.
I know it.
Exactly. You post some pictures of the crime scene, in the crime scene.
Yeah.
I don't remember what the caption was. Maybe I can look it up, but it's probably going to take too long. We almost done.
I think I can look it up. But go ahead.
With the caption, which I'm sure was also out of pocket. So like I can't feel bad for you. I know the family's grieving, and it don't matter how your family end up passing away. It's always sad, and I've been there before, so I understand. But yo, he crashed out. He taunted them. He knew what the fuck the danger was, and even his family was telling him, "Yo, take this down." He didn't take that shit down. So I mean,
yeah, I think they deleted the picture.
I can imagine. 12 got it. The feds got that shit.
Most definitely, because I can't find it.
It's on the internet somewhere. Something that's been on the internet is not off the internet forever.
Yeah, I can see that.
It's always gonna be on the internet. That's why Chocolate Rain. That shit is still
forever gonna be on the fucking internet.
Yeah.
Nope. I don't see it. Oh wait. Oh damn! That ain't it though. somebody just like jumped over some shit and just like stabbed the nigga and killed him.
Damn.
Yeah, I'm like, sheesh. Oh, I found it.
See.
God damn.
I ain't see the uncensored crime scene
either. God damn.
It's uncensored.
Yes.
Yeah, let me see that.
Hold on, I'm gonna send. Oh.
Yeah.
She emptied the clip.
Nah, he got the gun from her and then emptied the clip. After she whacked him and he was on the ground, he came over and shot his ass some more.
I'm like, yo, what the fuck?
Yeah. Yeah, I ain't damn. That shit was a fucking pool of blood, dog.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that was.
And I see, wow, you see the bullet holes through the door and shit. Whew.
Yeah, that's a. That's pretty sad. I mean,
that's fucked up, dog.
It's sad. Oh, this was over some chains that niggas not really.
It's probably fake.
Probably fake. You're not gonna get nothing from any fucking respectable, you know, jeweler or pawn shop because they know where the fuck it came from.
You most likely gonna get snitched on.
Yeah, all that shit for the possible jail time, like all that shit for nothing, bro.
Like, bro,
get some money.
Get some fun, young nigga.
Get a job, nigga. Yeah.
Nah, get some money, young, so you can get some fun, young, all right? So you can get some bun, young.
Bro, niggas just to do anything but get a job. They'll fucking rob a nigga, kill a nigga. They'll set a nigga up.
Bro, because fucking... getting a job is lame. True. As we go for jobs.
Like, shit. Like, listen, you ain't wrong.
Listen, this having a job game is fucking ass.
Weak as hell.
This shit's for the birds. Okay, straight up. But
you gonna have to rob niggas.
I'd rather have a job and have steady or consistent income than trapping and risking my freedom.
Yeah, or robbing niggas.
I definitely robbing niggas.
I trap with a job though.
Oh yeah, most definitely. That's probably like the one of the best things to do sometimes. Yeah, yeah. Like, you can't
like trapping without a job, especially if you're just doing weed, is probably not beneficial.
Yeah, at all. Nigga, you gotta start selling like 8 balls and shit.
Yeah. But then you'd be like smoking on weed too, because you got nothing but free time. Like,
yeah, true.
But yeah, man, that's all I gotta say on that, man. We had a pretty good conversation here.